Hollywood presents... The new National Guard show. Yes, from the cinema capital of the world, we present the new National Guard show. Here now is your producer, C.P. McGregor.
Thank you, Wendell Niles. We welcome you, ladies and gentlemen, to the new National Guard show, a series of new and brilliant dramatic radio productions designed for your enjoyment and starring the foremost names of motion pictures. The National Guard, our great citizen army, brings you Alan Young in a story titled A Part-Time Chemist. And now, the curtain rises on Act One of A Part-Time Chemist, starring Alan Young as Danny Dibble. Danny Dibble is a graduate chemist and a young man with an idea. In the little town of Maple Switch, Pennsylvania, Danny has been trying to sell his services as a termite killer. As we meet Danny now, he is returning to his rented room after a hard day of door-to-door canvassing and no sales.
Oh, hello, Danny.
Hello, Betty Jo.
Danny, darling, I've been waiting and waiting.
Hey, wait a minute. Who let you in my room?
Your landlady.
That's a wonder.
Well, after all, we are engaged. Oh, and Danny, I spoke to my boss today, Mr. Farquhar, and guess what?
Betty Jo, I'm a washout.
Well, you're not either. Listen.
A failure. Me, a graduate chemist who discovers a great formula. Why, compared to my termite killer, DDT is a baby food.
Oh, of course, Danny. But if you'll just see my
boss... They laugh at me. Dibble's bug juice.
Mr. Farquhar will give you a job.
Betty Jo, we went all through that. I won't work for the Farquhar Company.
Well, I thought, just to tide you over...
No, thanks. Things aren't so bad that I have to go and work for a... Oh! Come right in, Mrs. Gavinek.
I'm in, Mr. Dibble. Well, did you get it?
You get it? Yeah, in your rent.
My rent.
Uh-huh.
Danny and I were just talking about a job, Mrs. Gavinek.
Him work?
Sit down, Mrs. Gavinek, sit down.
This won't take that long. I just want... Say, what have you got there on my table?
Huh? Oh, my lab equipment.
You see, Danny's experimenting, killing termites.
On my best table.
Mrs. Gavinek, someday this very table with my test tubes and microscope might stand on exhibit in the National Hall of Science.
In a pawn shop, more likely.
But let me show you what my formula can do. Yeah, in here are the white ants, termites.
Don't dump them on my table.
Oh, be careful, Danny.
Relax. Dibble formula is in this spray gun. Kills them on the walls, under the floors, and dirt and rocks. Eh, look at them now.
Well, what do you know?
All dead.
Must be pretty powerful stuff.
And Danny invented it.
Yeah, and it's harmless to humans. Why, you can wash in it, you can drink it.
Mr. Dibble, what does it do to paint?
Paint?
Look, the paint's peeling.
Oh.
That's the last straw, Mr. Dibble. I'll give you one more day.
Oh, but Mrs. Gavinek...
No rent and you're out. You and your bug juice.
Oh, Danny.
That's what I have to put up with. Here I spend the best years of my life in chemical research. And what does it get me? Persecution.
Well, you can always work for the Farquhar Company.
Betty Jo, I'm a scientist. I won't take a job driving truckloads of fertilizer.
Did you say your name was?
Dibble, sir. Your secretary must have mentioned
it. Oh, yes, yes, about a job. Well, check in at the warehouse. They'll put you to work.
Well, thanks, Mr. Farquhar, but that's not exactly what I...
Just a minute. What's that on my desk?
It's a spray gun.
Well, it's leaking.
Mr. Farquhar, I just inspected your warehouse.
My fertilizer warehouse?
Right. And it's full of them.
Full of what?
Termites.
Now, look here, Dibble. I thought you wanted a job.
Well, your warehouse is rotten.
It's a fertilizer warehouse.
No, I don't mean that, but see what I got in this bag.
Termites, eh?
Eating up your warehouse.
Bad, huh?
Why, 10 years from now, you can sell the warehouse for fertilizer.
So, what do you suggest?
Well, I'll get rid of them. Watch. I'll just dump a few on the desk. Now...
Should you breathe that stuff?
It won't hurt a thing. There, huh?
Well, I'll be jiggered. Why, they're dying.
They're dead.
That stuff won't hurt the wood?
Guaranteed.
Or the paint?
Oh, not this time it won't.
Sit down, Mr. Dibble. Have a cigar.
Oh, thanks.
Match?
After you.
Is it all right to smoke around this stuff?
Oh, go right ahead. This formula is foolproof.
The curtain falls on Act One of A Part-Time Chemist, starring Alan Young. Act Two in just a moment, but first, this message from our announcer.
Young men, if you are 17 to 34 years of age, the National Guard offers you an opportunity to serve yourself as you serve your country. Yes, as a member of the Guard, you develop your skills and abilities. You get extra pay today and qualify for retirement pay in the future. You get all this just for training a few hours each month, right in your own hometown. Now, while vacancies exist, is the time to enlist in the new National Guard. Visit your local outfit, get the facts, then get in the Guard. Now back to our show.
And now for the second act of our play, starring Alan Young as Danny Dibble. No one was hurt when the termite formula blew up, but there was a small riot and Danny was arrested. That was a week ago, and now Danny receives a visitor at the county jail.
Hello, Danny.
Oh, hello.
You're looking well, Danny.
Yeah, like a ghost. I'm getting prison pallor.
Oh, and you'll be free to go home this afternoon.
Oh, sure, to face life with a prison record.
Oh, Danny.
Thanks to your boss.
Oh, Danny, I meant to tell you. Mr. Farquhar is having your stuff analyzed.
I'll find out myself what makes it explode. As soon as I pay my rent and get my lab back from Mrs. Gabinek, Just a minute.
Huh?
Where did Farquhar get the stuff to analyze?
Oh, well, from me.
And where did you get it?
From your room.
You didn't get in that room unless you paid the rent.
Well, now, Danny, you see...
Aha! You did.
Well, Danny, I only...
So my girlfriend has to support me. I'm a gigolo.
Oh, now, Danny...
Besides a convict.
Danny Dibble.
A fine citizen that makes
me. Oh, quiet. All right. I'm sorry I paid your rent. I'm sorry, I...
Fuck me. I'm a gigolo.
Oh, now, Danny...
Besides a convict.
Danny Dibble.
A fine citizen that makes
oh,
me.
Oh, quiet. All right. I'm sorry I paid your rent. I'm sorry I...
We passed you. Home from the jails again.
Just to pack my bag, Mrs. Gabinek. I'm leaving this town.
I'm heartbroken. Don't leave anything behind.
You can have my termite juice.
No, thanks. I tried it.
Oh? On your termites?
No, on my weeds.
Weeds?
Yes, and the weeds grew so fast they killed my tomato plant.
Why men leave home?
Usually to avoid paying their bills, Mr. Dibble.
Your rent is paid.
No thanks to you. Just like a man running away and sticking his girlfriend for the rent.
Oh, Mrs. Gabinek.
Well?
A man can't leave town owing money. I've changed my mind.
Oh, no.
I'll have to find a job.
You mean work?
It's possible, it's possible. Sorry to bother you, Mr. Farquhar.
Dibble!
I'm looking for Betty Jo.
Danny, my boy, come in.
Huh?
Where have you been? Sit down, sit down. Have a cigar. Oh,
okay.
Your job is waiting, Danny.
Oh, well, I could use the money.
Here's the contract. Waiting for you to sign.
Yeah, okay. Where's a pen?
Well, aren't you going to read it first?
What for? So I'm a truck driver.
Truck driver? Silly, silly boy. Great kidder, Dibble. The contract's for your formula.
How's that?
I offer a permanent job plus $10,000 for the use of your formula.
My termite formula?
Termites, heck. Why, that stuff of yours is the gosh dangest fertilizer I ever saw.
Honest?
Oh, why, sure.
Yahoo! Oh, Betty Jo.
Oh, she's gone.
Yeah, oh, Betty. She's gone?
Quit this morning.
Where'd she go?
Said she was leaving town for good.
Oh, no.
That's right. Just up and walked out. Now, I'm not pushing you on this contract, Danny boy. Take your time. Take 5 minutes to read it over.
Oh, how you like that?
I'll step out for a quick smoke.
So she walks out on me, huh? After I work and slave for a job, huh? Well, I'll fix her. I won't take the job. And there goes the contract.
Pardon me?
Betty.
Mind if I get at my desk, Mr. Dibble?
Huh. Thought you were leaving town.
I am. But, I had to come back for a minute.
That's so.
To, straighten out my desk.
Oh, then you're leaving.
And then I'm leaving.
Huh. Well, have a nice trip.
I will.
Go right ahead.
Oh, what this mess all over the floor?
That? Oh, nothing. Just my contract.
Your con... Oh, Danny.
Well, it doesn't mean anything to you.
Oh, but I have to type it over.
That's silly. You don't even work here anymore.
Oh, I hate you, Danny Dibble.
What are you bawling about? Oh, come here. Let me wipe your nose.
I'm getting mascara all over you.
Well, stop bawling.
I'm supposed to be leaving town.
All right. We'll both leave town.
Both?
Sure. For our honeymoon.
Why, Danny.
We're rich, Betty Jo.
My darling. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
What's the matter?
The contract. Quick, find me some paste.
The Curtain Falls on Act Two of A Part-Time Chemist, starring Alan Young. Thank you, Alan, for your appearance here with us on this performance, and our sincere congratulations on a superb portrayal. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, our Citizens Army, the National Guard, presents Anne Blythe in a story you won't want to miss titled Banner Line in Variety. Be sure to join us, won't you? Till then, thanks for listening, and cheerio from Hollywood.
Our star appears with the courtesy of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee, which arranges for the appearance of all stars in this program. This program is transcribed in Hollywood for release at this time. This is Wendell Niles saying so long and turning the program over to your local announcer, who will tell you where you can get the full details about your local unit of the National Guard.